under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Slow down. Good job. To be honest, I've never experienced camel riding before, but it's very cool. Now I am in Karakal Desert in Yazd province. There is sand as far as the eye could see. What brought me here today was my special visit to a castle. Bagherabad Castle in Bagh City. So, saddle your horse, we'll have an interesting journey in Bagh. Bagh is one of the old cities of Yazd province, which is home to many wonderful sites. This city, with its eye-catching desert and unique architecture, has been considered as a great destination for tourists. One of the must-see places of Bagh is the historical Bagherabad Castle in northeast of the city. Bagherabad Castle was initially built in Zandiye era. However, its construction was completed during the early Qajarid era. This castle has 45 rooms, 2 watchtowers, and 3 stone throwers. It was constructed as a shelter for the people of the village against bandits and was at times used as a grain stockpile. This castle was listed among the National Heritage Sites of Iran on August 13, 2005. Well, I am now in front of the southern tower of the castle. You know, this castle has two towers. The southern tower was built 10 years after the northern tower was built. The southern tower, which is octagonal, is higher. Oh, let me tell you something interesting. This castle is surrounded by palm groves. After visiting the castle, I'm going to pay a visit to the palm groves. What is interesting for me is that the castle is also surrounded by adobe walls. I've heard that local people have built these walls in order to protect the castle from possible dangers. Let me get closer. Look, an old wooden door. In the rich culture of Iran, a wooden door always has a history behind it. This door has an old knocker. Let me strike it. Anybody inside? Just imagine a Qajarid soldier opens the door and says, "Your Majesty, come in." However, no royal has ever walked inside this castle. You know what? This castle used to be inhabited by farmers. Oh, a main corridor in the middle of the castle connects the northern and southern gates to each other. This castle is one of the biggest adobe castles in Iran, which was built for different purposes, including residential, sheltering, and being used as grains stockpile. Interesting. These adobe-made castles reduce the heat of sunlight. I call it one of the great features of Iranian architecture. And let me enter one of the chambers. A small chamber with dome-like ceiling. The walls of the chamber are carved so that you can put stuff inside. Acts like a closet. Let me sit down here. There are red rugs on the floor, as well as round cushions that are made exactly for leaning on them. Nice. And at the end of the chamber, there is a cooker, maybe for making tea or cooking. Oh, just imagine a cold night at the heart of the desert and making tea on this cooker. Oh, it's legendary. years full of chambers, as if you've entered the depth of history. By the way, it is possible to walk up the castle through a staircase in the main corridor. And fortunately, I'm not acrophobic. Wow, look at the palm groves. Very beautiful. From this view, you can completely understand that this castle is built in a round form so that no one could easily come inside. It has also two watchtowers, completely safe and secure. When you look around the castle, you can see how big it is. I was wondering how smart and thoughtful the people were at those times. Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.